Hello, my name is Eric. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. May I speak with Carrie?
Oh, she's busy right now. I don't know if you want to try it a little bit later tonight, maybe?
That can work too. Or is there any other adult, Asian teen or older at the home I can speak with? Maybe they can help me. It's not going to take that long. It's a little survey. That's okay.
You can talk to me if you want.
Oh, that would be great. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let me just really quick continue this. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off of their own track?
I think they're getting off a little bit.
Got it. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavigne area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of Phoenix Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavigne. Is the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavigne area is again?
No, I think that sounds really accurate.
Thank you. Let me continue here. Can I ask you, in what year were you born?
76.
Thank you. Let me continue really quick here. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am Hispanic.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavigne? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Let's say fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavigne. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavigne. And the first one, it will be more parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
Thank you. More good paying jobs?
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options?
I would say 4.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
4.
Got it. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Say 2.
Thank you. And more dining and entertainment options?
3.
Got it. Let me move on. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired? Got it. And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavigne?
Probably just enough, yeah. It's growing so fast, yeah.
Got it. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavigne?
Probably just the right amount.
Got it. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavigne. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Lavigne?
Yes.
It would be yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somehow.
Got it. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
I'll say no.
Got it. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
No.
Doctor offices and hospitals?
Probably no.
Good. Dollar stores and discount chains?
What was that again, sir?
Dollar stores and discount chains?
Probably no.
Got it. Let me move on. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Lavigne?
Maybe a movie theater.
Movie theater. Really good. Any other, or that would be it?
No, I think that's it.
Got it. Let me move on. And thank you. We're halfway there, and now we're almost done. Appreciate it. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
You know what? On that one, I'm not quite sure. I'm assuming because everything is expensive nowadays, it's probably more of a problem. But I'm not really. I mean, I don't know.
Got it. No problem. I can definitely select no option. Thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent?
I think there are too many.
It would be a very big problem?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's getting too crowded.
Got it. Let me move on. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that in Levin. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see more house options for seniors in Levin?
No.
Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levin?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levin?
Nope.
And single-family detached homes in Levin?
Yes.
It would be yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somehow.
Thank you. Let me move on. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
Since 2006.
2006. Got it. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We own the home.
Got it. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I would say we will be in favor of that.
I think it would be a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I would say strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
I would say against it.
Against?
Yes.
That it would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Opposed.
Got it. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Opposed.
It would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed, I'm sorry.
Somehow opposed.
Got it. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
Opposed.
Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments of condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Opposed.
Is somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed. Mm-hmm.
Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartments buildings?
Opposed. Somehow opposed.
Got it. Let me move on. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My bachelor's degree.
Got it. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $25,000, or you can refuse to answer this too. I don't want to answer that. Got it. And finally, only for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Carlos.
Carlos, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. This concludes the survey. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time and grateful for your participation.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Take care.